Blog Talk Radio.
You have no idea what you got involved with. You have no idea who you're messing with.
Might
you
not.
Have no idea. Congratulations.
Y'all better tune in to Monday night, that's for Raw. To the only show doing a recap when it goes off. You know how Mondays go.
Stop that! Give me something better than that. Give me something deeper than that. People, welcome back. Welcome back to the BDSIR Radio Network presents Perfect Plex Talk Radio. I am your host, Mike Knox. That is spelt with three X's. Because indeed, like the wrestling that for some reason we've still been addicted to, despite the fact it don't do nothing for us anymore, I am hardcore. And as always, I'm joined by no other. It's happy hour, so Spot, what's going on?
Yo, we got the mimosas on deck. We got the Ciroc on deck. Coco Loco for everybody in the VIP. I am the MVP. Let's get into it.
347-637-3859. That is the number for you guys to call in. Use the number. Use it well. And make sure when you use it, you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that we are live here in the building tonight. Spot Face, we got a big show right now going on tonight, guy. We got a big show going on tonight. We're going to run back, people, as we pay homage to fantasy sports. And since football's not here, we have nothing else to lay our hats on. Well, at least some of y'all,
baseball
anyway.
Baseball is boring.
Hey, baseball is not boring. To each day on, just because you have no grass where you're from and you think grass is the forest up in Brooklyn because it's all brownstones, don't say baseball is boring because you don't know how to play it.
Wow.
That's all I'm saying.
Disrespectful. Save that for Saturday.
Say that for Saturday? Well, let me just save you. Well, when I'm talking, hush up. Anyway, what's my name? Excuse me, what's my name?
Chicago down 2-1, big get it out.
Oh, okay. So you're gonna throw that in there and cheat like that. Anyway, people, we got a big show you planned for tonight in honor of our fantasy. Like I said, we've been going back and forth with the fantasy wrestling, fantasy warfare. So tonight we're gonna bring in Hollywood Rock takes on the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels. That is gonna be tonight. Also tonight, as we get into a couple of things, 347-637-3859. As always, the Raw review, the Raw preview. Spot Face got his TNA spotlight, and I'm quite sure there's probably nothing good about it. I got news from you from the world of wrestling, much of who you guys are, the news out there, the dirt sheets, if you will, so to speak. Also, I'm going to get into this god darn debate. TNA Impact Wrestling versus NXT. I got to tell you guys why I'm hardcore. I finally got to get it out there. And also, we got it, the franchise fantasy, where should they be statistic? This week's Spot Face, where do they rank? Where do they rank franchise players list? Who are we breaking down today, big guy?
Today we're going to do Rey Mysterio Jr., a.k.a. Rey Mysterio, a.k.a. Mr. 619 himself, and Chris Jericho.
Okay, and to make this list, because we want to talk about it. Everybody got their list, right? We're not actually putting them in lists. We're going to say, where do they rank in history? Like, does a Jericho rank up there high? Where does Rey Mysterio rank as being the biggest little big man? And what criteria are we basing this off of, Spot?
We have mic skills, historical matches, crowd appeal, which is face or heel, did they get over? And what was the other one, Knox? It escapes me at the moment.
Okay.
It escapes me at the moment.
Well, see, there you go. We've got, like you said, let me just rewind the things for y'all, okay?
Jared Kumar, leave me alone. Jared Kumar, a flat talk center, leave me alone.
He is no longer affiliated with Smack Talk Center any longer. But we're basing this on mic skill, historical matches, and historical title runs. in-ring ability, crowd appeal, whether you're a heel or a face. But we want to hear from you about these people. 347-637-3859. But right now, as always, we have to get into some history, because when there's history, wrestling has a lot of it for over 50 years, right? That's what they say now, over 60 years. Well, Chad Rivera is here to give you the news this week. Chad, do me a favor. Take this stuff away, will you?
This week in wrestling history, May 13th through May 19th. Last year on May 13th, TNA held Sacrifice from the Impact Zone in Orlando, Florida. On the card, we saw Christopher Daniels and Kazarian defeat Samoa Joe and Magnus to become the new TNA World Tag Team Champions. Gail Kim retained her TNA Knockouts title, defeating Brooke Tessmacher. D-Von retained his TNA television title, defeating Robbie E and Robbie T in a three-way match. Mr. Anderson defeated Jeff Hardy. Austin Aries defeated Bully Ray. Kurt Angle defeated AJ Styles. And in the main event, Bobby Roode retained his TNA World Heavyweight Championship, defeating Rob Van Dam in a ladder match. The very first WWF In Your House was held on May 14, 1995, at the Onondaga War Memorial in Syracuse, New York. On this inaugural event, we saw Bret Hart defeat Hakushi with Shinja. Razor Ramon defeated Jeff Jarrett in the Roadie in a handicap match. Owen Hart and Yokozuna with Jim Cornette and Mr. Fuji retained their WWF Tag Team titles, defeating the Smoking Guns. Jerry Lawler defeated Bret Hart. And in the main event, Diesel retained his WWF Championship, defeating Psycho Sid with Ted DiBiase by disqualification. WCW Slamboree took place on May 17, 1998, from the Centrum in Worcester, Massachusetts. On the event, we saw Fit Finlay defeat Chris Benoit to retain the WCW World Television Championship. Dean Malenko defeated Chris Jericho to win the WCW Cruiserweight Championship. Diamond Dallas Page defeated Raven in a Bowery Death Match. Eddie Guerrero with Chavo Guerrero Jr. defeated Ultimo Dragon. Goldberg defeated Saturn to retain his WCW United States Championship. Eric Bischoff defeated, and I have defeated in full quotation marks, Vince McMahon by disqualification. Randy Savage defeated Bret Hart with Roddy Piper as special guest referee by disqualification. And in the main event, Sting and the Giant defeated the Outsiders with Dusty Rhodes to win the WCW World Tag Team Championship. The very first ever WWE-branded pay-per-view was held on May 19, 2002, when the WWE held Judgment Day at the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, Tennessee. On the event, we saw Eddie Guerrero retain his WWE Intercontinental title, defeating Rob Van Dam. Trish Stratus with Bubba Ray Dudley retained her WWE Women's Championship, defeating Stacy Keibler with Reverend Devon and Deacon Batista. Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman defeated the Hardy Boys. Stone Cold Steve Austin defeated The Big Show and Ric Flair in a handicap match. Edge defeated Kurt Angle in a hair versus hair match. Triple H defeated Chris Jericho in a Hell in a Cell match. Rikishi and Rico defeated Billy and Chuck to become the new WWE Tag Team Champions. And in the main event, The Undertaker defeated Hulk Hogan to become the new WWE Undisputed Champion. Notable birthdays this week in wrestling: Danny Hodge turns 81, Dennis Rodman turns 52, Jimmy Yang turns 32, Robert Fuller turns 62, Vader turns 58, Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker turns 51, Zack Ryder turns 28, Kevin Von Erich turns 56, Ron Simmons turns 55, Johnny Rods turns 75, The Godfather turns 52, Cody Diener turns 32, Mickey Knuckles turns 29, Earl and Dave Hebner turns 64, Alex Wright turns 38, Jimmy Snuka turns 70, The Blue Meanie turns 40, and Dick Slater turns 62. Notable deaths this week in wrestling: Japanese legend Jumbo Tatsura passed away on May 13, 2000 at the age of 49. Big Dick Dudley passed away on May 16, 2002 at the age of 34. And the legendary Davey Boy Smith passed away on May 18, 2002 at the age of 32. I'm Chad Rivera, and that's been your week in wrestling history. Mike Knox, back to you.
What's up, everybody? This is the Ace of Belts, Dave Milliken, WWE Championship Beltmaker, and you're listening to the BDSR Network with Mike Knox and the crew.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you, Chad, for that extended, and I do mean extended, long history in this week in wrestling. What's going on, Spot?
You know, with the birthdays that he ran out, my trainer, WWE Hall of Famer himself, the unpredictable Johnny Rod. I'm going to have to go to Gleason's and stunt with my wrestling folk this weekend because I ain't been in a while, and I do, too, have friends in this business. Damn it.
Did the Shield just come out on you right then when you were talking about Johnny Rod? They are attacking the VIP right now, Spot.
I just feel the injustice of why Spotface does what he does and says what he says. It's because I, too, do this. I have been champion. I have built. You know what I mean? Like, I just have to go on a rant sometimes and say that because
Know. You got to pay for Chicago Finest to protect you because you're a scared little sissy like LeBron James. Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong show. 347-637-3859. We're talking wrestling right now. We want to get to a little Raw review, preview, so to speak. Whatever one you folks should vote, call in, let us know how you feel. Spot, what you think about last week's Raw, man? Because, frankly, I thought Raw was kind of good. No, I didn't catch it live, but I thought it was good. And I thought it was good because of It was good because a lot of reasons, but one individual particularly. I think that somebody with Sheamus got his ass whipped like J.J. Evans from his father, James, on Good Times. Spot Face, it was the best whooping I've seen since watching Roots back in 1987, my brother.
Mark Henry is the most improved WWE talent damn near of all time. I go out on a limb and say that because what he's done with this Hall of Pain and the whole resurgence from the Silverback Gorilla and, you know, back from them SmackDown days is truly outstanding. I'm enjoying it, not because, you know, we do play race car from time to time, but the black
about Willis?
Getting over.
What's talking about, Willis?
You know, but overall, I would say it was a pretty good Raw last week. You know, I love the Shield. Feed me more Shield, and I'll keep tuning in. And hopefully Vince is listening. Keep doing what they're doing with that angle. But
well,
other than that, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I do think Team Hell No, it's time to move on. I do, on a side note, I do think it's time to move on. It's run its course. There's no teams for them. And I think it's time to, separate them two and let Daniel Bryan
I'm sorry. Are they still the tag team champions?
Yes, they actually still are the tag team.
Wow. When the last time I can't remember the last time I saw the tag team champions do what tag team champions are supposed to do, and that's compete in tag team championship caliber matches. They wouldn't make this list we're going to put together tonight about where they rank because Team Hell No wouldn't. I mean, they would rank above the Quebecers. Maybe not. Even no, they wouldn't rank above
minute.
The Quebecers.
Wait
right. I had to pause.
I had to pause
on that for a second. But before we go any further, I want to just give a shout-out. This portion of the show is brought to you and sponsored by Powerbomb Pro Wrestling News. And also, big thanks to the entire admin team, C.W. Smith, Kathy, my man, A-Big. Thanks to NWA Worldwide Wrestling as well for allowing the opportunity for those guys to come on and interview Harley Race last week at their seminar. Stay tuned. They have bigger and better things to come down the pipeline, and they're doing things that works for this network, and they're just doing big things out there. Make sure you guys go out there and like them on Facebook, Powerbomb Pro Wrestling. That's where I get all my news from, not my dirt sheets, which I will bring y'all in the world of March later on. But last week, by far, Spotface was clearly Mark Henry's, I don't even want to say date coming out party because we're not talking about Jason Collins, okay? We're actually talking about him, his reemergence of the House of Pain as Mark Henry. I thought he came and stole the show last week. Brock Lesnar did a hell of a job. I'm sorry. We know the belt was not real. However, yo, the fact that it looked like they destroyed that replica belt of Triple H's and tore up the office like that, that's good television. And guess what, guys? It almost made me want to download the pay-per-view on Sunday. Still not quite sure if I'm going to watch it. I'm definitely not ordering it, but watch it. I don't know. Game of Thrones is getting pretty good. But anyway, we're talking wrestling. Let me digress. We got Hugo on the line. As always, the Latin lover. Spotface, what's my name?
Big Daddy, Chicago Bulls, down 2-1 Knox.
See, that's not the deal. And that means right now you're going.
Big Daddy Knox, all right? Big Daddy
Knox.
All right,
be a man of your words. Hugo, what's going on, man? We're talking Raw from last week and things to come this week. Are you hitting? No, you're not doing that. What's going on?
What's going on, Mike? Everything good, man. How about you?
I'm doing fine, enjoying this nice, cold, hot weather that we're getting. One day it's 80, the next day it's 52, and I'm sounding like this, but go ahead.
I thought Raw was pretty good. Like you guys said, Mark Henry was definitely the steal of the show. Brock Lesnar, the whole thing with Brock Lesnar, I thought it was good. I thought it was creative, something new, something fresh. I just want to reiterate also something that Scott said. It's time for Team Hell No to finally drop their belts and go their separate ways.
So are you saying Hell No to Team Hell No?
Hell no to Team Hell No.
Hell no to Team Hell No. That's right, fans, wherever the hell they are tonight, go out there and do that chant tonight and say, guess what? Hashtag Big Daddy Knox told you so. Go ahead, Hugo.
So, yeah, I mean, overall, it was a decent show. Definitely an upgrade from the previous weeks. As we know, we kind of, like, crapped on it. I still want to see what they're going to do with Mark Henry, though. Hopefully they'll be able to give him his last push before he finally calls it quits.
He got another year in him.
Maybe two or three.
Depends on if he stays healthy. Let me put a quarter in your meter right there. And I don't mean to skip jump to Raw or to SmackDown, but we're talking about Mark Henry that brought up what I saw on SmackDown. Catching up again, guys. I still think it's a better programming than Raw. It has slowed down tremendously since I was giving it so much pump, and I don't know what they're doing with SmackDown, but I still thought SmackDown was a pretty decent show, depending, it comes on Friday nights. But what do you think about the Mark Henry? We know it was fake, but this is why I love wrestling, because you can be fake at times. I'm sorry to everybody out there, spy face, it doesn't matter because I said fake in wrestling, right? You know, I didn't use the word fake as they do fake things. So just do me a favor. Get your thongs out of your arses and relax. But the fake that Mark Henry pulled off, pulling the 2 18-wheelers across the thing and primetime players helping him on and stuff, I thought that was great television.
I mean, it definitely was. I mean, he's the world's strongest man. That's his moniker. So he always got to come off that way. I remember when they did a similar angle with him in the Big Show back in the SmackDown days when those two were feuding. Where they bring in, you know, trucks or vehicles or whatever. So I understand it. It makes for good TV. I don't know how it came across to the crowd or whatever, but who cares?
Well, apparently the crowd was not happy with SmackDown from what I read on the dirt sheets. But then again, when I'm watching SmackDown, that editing team I tell you WWE got is pretty tremendous, because I couldn't tell the crowd didn't like it. But that's just me, and I'm a mark for this business. 347-637-3859. This is the last week I refer to him this way. If he continues to make me feel like I'm smaller than a raisin when I'm bigger than a fucking nut. Ooh, I just cussed my kids in the room. Mommy, please forgive me. KME, what's going on?
Look, Mike.
I was trying to rhyme, and you could tell I was not good at it, right?
Yeah. Right.
You're no rapper. You're no rapper.
No, I'm no rapper, but what's my name?
Okay.
Hey,
y'all talking about SmackDown?
We're talking about Raw, how good it was. I just, you know, skipped ahead to SmackDown because of Mark Henry. We were talking about Mark Henry.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad I talked about how awful Raw was, but
Raw can't be horrible when you get one good thing every hour.
Raw, I liked the Lesnar stuff.
Right. You didn't
like
the Shield? You didn't like the Shield? Every time the Shield's on, that's
mostly
TV.
The Shield was cool.
Right?
Was cool.
And I know you like the ass whooping that Sheamus took.
Okay, I guess average about 3 an hour.
Hold on.
That's not enough for it to be good. I get what you're saying. I got you.
It's been sucking so bad, right? That if we can get one good spot an hour, you know, that's all I can ask for.
Yeah.
You know?
This is sad, man. We're grading them like that's just
on the
wrong,
curb,
man.
Jamie, such
yeah.
curve
right,
now.
On the curb. Chad actually said he said, "Hey, boss, we doing a show Sunday?" And I said, "I gave him the IDK." You know, for those who don't know,
yeah.
I said, I'm cool with the kids. I don't know about that.
Like,
I don't even know if I'm even watching Extreme Rules, to be honest. I don't know.
Nobody watching it.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm interested. I like how the triple threat match has been going. you know, with
the ladder match.
The ladder match. You know, I'm a big fan of the two of the three guys. So for me,
right,
those are my two guys. I've always been a Swagger fan. I'm a, you know, a huge Swagger fan, huge Ziggler fan, and I used to like Del Rio before he became a face, but that doesn't make him. I still like how he performs in the ring. No Brokeback, but I'm interested in that match. I kind of want to see the steel cage match. You know, just kind of, you know, Ryback and Cena, you know, here's a sneakers, Ryback, why? Because you turn into a former WWE athlete when you do. Okay, that's better? Good. Ryback.
I think, and since we're not going to have a preview show, I think WrestleMania is with Triple H and Brock Pete in terms of in-ring performance.
No, did you say they think that WrestleMania, that their second match, their third match is already done?
No, but
I thought the better match was at the SummerSlam, to be honest with you.
When I say that, guys, because they were able to move around, bring stairs and sledgehammer and things into it. The cage, you know, they got minimal movement.
Yeah.
I don't need them to be confined. Those two needed last man standing a false count anywhere.
But will we get blood because of that, though? That's what I'm hoping, maybe, just because it is, you know, the boss's daughter's husband. Can we get blood? Hey, Chips, Paul.
I doubt we get blood.
Can we get blood?
Yeah, that cage is going to limit them. I'm not interested in that match at all. I thought Paul Heyman did a great job on Monday.
Paul Heyman's doing a bang-up job.
But,
right?
Yeah, it's just I'm not interested in that, you know. The thing I'm most interested in, actually, is Mark Henry. And as far as I'm concerned,
right,
I know they don't think they did, but they turned him into a face on Friday. I mean, how can you not cheer for that dude when you see crap like that? Even though we all know he didn't really move to
right.
But, I mean, sure.
I said fake earlier by mistake, Candy. I don't want, you know, I'm gonna get a whole bunch of texts and emails. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when you brought that up, though, I was just, let me just jump in here. What about them turning Ryback heel? Is that bad?
All I know is every time Ryback talks, I crack up, man. He is so horrible on the mic. It makes me laugh. Like,
I can name a dozen worse.
I look, his is comically bad, though. And to me, comically bad is just better than plain bad. Like, every time he's about to talk, I just start laughing.
See, I here's my thing. You know, I'm markier than the average fellow, right? That's my new word. It's on the same level as Ultimate Warrior, as Goldberg kind of talks. It doesn't bother me. Like, he's speaking clearly. I can understand what he's saying.
Yeah, he's speaking too clearly is my problem with them. The way he enunciates, he goes, John Cena.
Right. Like you need his breathing machine.
This is funny to listen to, man. I can't help but laugh when he talks. I look forward to his promos, man. It's almost like the way Sid Justice used to. I thought Sid Justice was a little bit better, but it was kind. That's how Ryback reminds me of.
So it's not that bad because those guys wasn't historically horrible, and maybe back then we didn't care too much either. We didn't nitpick it.
Yeah, I never cared about Ultimate Warrior not ever staying on topic when the stars of the line and the Hulkamaniacs and the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he never made sense. But with Ryback, you know.
I'm sorry. You don't speak Warrior. Because I speak Warrior,
and I
understood every word. One of these days, we're gonna have the best, who can do a best Ultimate Warrior promo.
Because you know when the lights are off, that's time, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I get Warrior lingo, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But I feel like with Ryback, it's like, because we see where Warrior failed on the mic or where Goldberg failed on the mic, Ryback doesn't cut bad promos. It's just
right.
The voice. It's like, hey, I'm using the enunciation. I prefer if Ryback never spoke.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. He shouldn't be talking, man, because he just shouldn't be talking, man. I think when
right,
he rocks,
that's in a perfect wrestling world.
Yeah.
You know?
Remember they said this about Goldberg and why people loved him. He never spoke, he just kicked ass and left. Ryback didn't have to justify anything he was doing by never speaking.
But guess
he
what? But it was, let's be real, outside of kitties, it wasn't working anyway. Feed me more was stupid. You know what I mean? What you mean, feed me more? Okay, and I know you guys didn't like it. I got a kick out of it in the beginning when he was picking up two guys and marching.
Yeah.
You know, I saw the air off my way.
He was
a cane on Friday. That was big.
Yeah, he was struggling. I think now he's he's in a little bit better. Well, the fact that Cena just kind of made a joke of him in the ring, you know, but that's what Cena's going to do.
It's not to add depth to a rookie.
Didn't we say Cena looks really good against Ryback in that promo exchange? I thought so.
Yeah, I think I was upset with Cena because I think Cena has this way of when he cuts those joke promos that
downgrade you.
Yeah, he downgrades those cats, man, and the one thing I'll give Ryback is he didn't try to sink down to that level, which is where a lot of guys fell because Dolph Ziggler kind of fell miserably when he tried to. The only way you could combat that silliness that Cena does is really by not combating it, or if you're The Rock or Punk or somebody, you know?
Right.
Because that's really hard to deal with when you're over here trying to be serious and you got this dude, you know, just making
now,
a complete joke out of everything.
What KME is saying is exactly why I felt like it was too soon. Because y'all Cena tries to do that with everybody. But when you got pedigree behind you in terms of stature in the company, and you know, you speak for yourself.
Well,
like with the Batista series, it speaks for itself.
I don't mind his coming out party as far as his talking. I don't think that it's horrible. Like I said, I've seen worse, but I see both of y'all pointing at him. He doesn't need to talk.
Cena,
I agree with that. I agree that he doesn't need to talk, but I mean, it's what they do. No, I'm the last word. That's why I got it out.
I can move on.
I want to get out there that this is Cena,
Bobby Lashley. It was too soon then, just like it's too soon now with Ryback.
I'm sorry. I don't get the correlation, nor do I have the time for that. Before we go, we got a lot of stuff we got to talk about tonight. Let's not focus on Blast Raw and people, what they're doing. But before we get off of the Raw topic and SmackDown topic, one of my favorite wrestlers, I think a lot of you guys as well, Antonio Cesaro. He claims I pushed the W in the wrestling on Raw. He said, I thought that was big. Now, we know that CM Punk and other guys in the back have come out in support of Antonio Cesaro. He's no longer yodeling. You know, he's back to he's doing his thing. And, I mean, we all know how good he was. He was great in Ring of Honor, okay, when he came from over there. Now he's here. They gave him a push. Does this mean something for him, or is this just another mirage of what they've done?
I'll go with option B, but I'll let anywhere else go.
Because, I mean, you got to hope for better, right? I mean, that's at least
right,
that's why we watch, right? We watch
the
hope. We watch the hope. So where do you sit with that one, Spot, with Antonio C?
Well, Antonio Cesaro, Mr. I Push the W, which is wrestling, I understand it. I think that should be his gimmick, to be honest with you, and stop with the yodeling and stop with the sweet,
Well, he stopped the yodeling.
Well, I don't know why he picked that up to begin with. I just think if he was pushed as a serious wrestler, we would respect it more. Maybe he would even get over more.
I'm sorry. Hugo's little chihuahua and his Sharpays were in the back arguing. No Sharpays and chihuahuas.
Tell your girlfriend to shut up, Hugo.
Right. Go ahead.
Okay, Hugo.
I just feel like
he
pushed the W in wrestling, and I think they just need to let him be that. Let Cesaro be the wrestler, and don't push a gimmick on him. Stop pushing gimmicks on Kat. Kurt Angle, as much as they tried, they couldn't push a real gimmick on Kurt. Just let Cesaro be Cesaro, and the rest will come later.
There's no reason for Cesaro to be cock-a-doodling in the ring. It just made no sense.
No, I don't know who. Whatever soap opera watcher was saying, oh, that's a great idea. But he must have came from Passions. That's the person that wrote for Passions. And so they told him that was a good idea. 347-637-3859. We're going to come back later and get into what we expect from Raw tonight, as always. But what we're going to go right now, we're going to go with Spot Faces, Spotlight on TNA. Why? Because, frankly, Mike Knox doesn't have time for it because Vampire Divers. Yes, I said Vampire Divers is better than Impact Wrestling. But it's okay. That's what you watch, so we will talk about it. So, as always, TNA, where you at? Oh, we have a new TNA theme, right? Did somebody give me a new one? Nope, they got your old one. That's how much I don't like TNA. I'm still rocking your old theme song. Spot Face! There you Spotlight, buddy, again. Why?
Total nonstop action. y'all got it right, but it was also wrong. For the longest time on this program, I've been preaching, I need the Monster Abyss. Where are they going to bring Abyss back? They need a monster to go against Aces of Eight. And they bring him back to no fanfare whatsoever. They dropped the ball on a major return of a TNA original. Boo you guys, I'm going home. Point two, D'Lo Brown all of a sudden gets abused like a stepchild in the late early 1700s or slave times or whatever we want to call it. He's being abused by the Aces of Eight because he cost him a match. I thought he was like the VP of talent relations. So pretty much he should have, you know, a higher up with that group than the way they treat him. I'm tired of the storyline. I just don't get it. And AJ Styles and Sting, I mean, that comparison about, you know, I used to not talk and I used to drop from the Raptors. Stinger, yes, we do get it. That was like 15 years ago. AJ Styles, please do something different. Talk or come back. I'm sorry, brother. I pray for you. You deserve better than what they're giving you. So that's my spotlight on TNA. They do something good, but it's still oh so wrong.
Jamie, did you see TNA this past week?
Yeah, I caught a little bit of it. It's hard for me to invest in that when I see that they're building towards, first the Bully Ray and Sting. I think that's a mistake. And then the Bully Ray and Hogan, they're building to, and it's not even that they're building to it like it's some type of dream match. You know what I'm saying? It annoys me. I can't get with that.
That gets to Homer Simpson.
Since you saw it, Tammy, I'm going to ask you. The whole Abyss coming out, I didn't know the monster used cell phones.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, the Abyss thing was just kind of random, wasn't it? It was.
Yeah, what? Like, I don't think he, I think they, I guess Joseph Parks was tired of delaying Joseph Parks, so they put the wig on him and the mask again. Like, I'm confused.
I'm sure they're going to do some thing where Joseph Park is still there and Abyss is there too.
They're going to be that tag team match. And they're going to be
it's impossible.
They're twin brothers. What do you mean it's impossible? They're twins. They're twins. Hugo, you watch TNA. I know you do. I know you love it because of all them Puerto Rican mommies in there and the Spanish mommies.
I don't watch that garbage. Notch, what you talking about, man?
Okay, let me be the fan after they're saying, how can y'all talk so badly about TNA, but yet you watch WWE every week?
Yeah, I think both of them are struggling right now. I complain about both. I definitely agree. I think if you complain about TNA, if you hate TNA right now, there's no good, because WWE is just as bad, in my opinion. I don't think it's any better. Right.
Only reason why I watch TNA is because of the whole Hulk Hogan garbage. That's the only reason why I don't watch it. I'm not in 1996 no more, man. You know?
Yeah.
That's the reason why I don't watch it.
I watch it for my journalistic integrity. I have a spotlight to do each and every Thursday. I'd rather impact my Thursday with Mike Knox and Corey G. You know what I mean? Thursday night, 8:30 p.m. But, hey, it is what it is. I just feel like fans watch it because it is wrestling. And we do hope for a solid number two.
We want these guys to stay paid is what I want, you know.
Well see, thank you.
Yeah, I do.
You brought me strictly 100 and completely to my very next point. You asked for a number two. Dare I say the number two is the company within the company. Yes, people. TNA stands for Thursday Nights Auto Recorded. Why do I say auto record? Because damn it, I wasn't complaining that and I had nothing to match with it, so I just came up with that. However, as I look at NXT people, that is the next generation of wrestling. If you want wrestling, you go to NXT. Where do you even find NXT? On Hulu. And they'll act like, oh my God, I don't have Hulu. Well, then guess what? Then I'm a part of that world that has every app. So I'm a consumer. Join us. Take the red pill or the blue pill. I don't know which one is which, but just take the one I'm taking. NXT, far above better mic skills, in-ring wrestling, younger talent being used seemingly, let me rephrase that, that my codes just came out seamlessly in a way that's more natural to how it was in the Attitude Era. When I mean that, I'm not saying it's Attitude-ish. They seem that their characters are who they are. It doesn't seem that they're on a stretch like Bandango. You know, it doesn't seem like that doesn't seem appear to be him. Some now say Cena is who he is, but I still don't think that's who Cena wants to be. You know what I mean? NXT is that look. Tag team wrestling, diva wrestling. Well, let me rephrase that. Women's wrestling. They're champions. They have old stars, new stars. Everybody appears on this show. NXT is where it is. Listen, people, if you want to talk, just hit the number one button to call in, and also you can hit the Skype button wherever you are. Spot Face, I know you're not watching NXT. I don't know why. What about you, Cammy?
I watch it. I find ways to watch it, get my daily motion on, use context clues.
Oh, I forgot about daily motion. I forgot about that.
Yeah, but yeah, it's a solid show. You know what I'm saying? It is like, you know, good like way to develop these guys and turn them into, you know, WWE superstars. My only problem with NXT that's been my problem since they did this reformatting is there always one character on NXT, but then when they bring them to the main roster, it's something completely different than what they were doing on NXT, and I don't understand it. I think it just, to me, it's like your mind messing with these guys in developmental, and then when they get to the main roster, it's like, okay, be something completely different from what got you over.
Maybe that'll stop, because I know that this March, this fall, they're trying to get on television.
Uh-huh.
So they're trying to bring NXT to television to add, yes, that's right, people, yes. That's right, people. More content, WWE content, to your weekly adventure. But I think this one's worth watching. I honestly, NXT is that wrestling program, in my opinion, to watch. It's just, you know, you got to buckle down and turn on your Xbox and you know, your apps and put on Hulu. But besides that, I think that's the place to go watch your wrestling. I just think that... and we did that last year, King Von, is wrestling in a state of emergency. It's been in a state of emergency for the last 5 years. It's nothing they can do about it until they're wanting to change the product. And I think in NXT, they're trying to change the product. That's just me, what I look at, because it's completely different from Raw. It's completely different from SmackDown. I think that's like, it's like NXT is your Ring of Honor, is your Impact Wrestling. That's what it is to me. It's a completely different entity under the same banner, and I think it's brilliant. Hugo, are you an NXT fan?
I watch it from time to time. I've been watching in the last couple of weeks, but I have watched it. I like Big E still in there. I think he's good. Just wish it would show, you know, like they would have a little bit more appreciation with Bo Dallas, like what happened at the Royal Rumble, just brought back for a couple of weeks or whatever, and then just put him back down. Maybe he needed a little bit more polishing and stuff like that. But I definitely do watch, especially the quality of it. You could definitely see the quality between what's on a Raw and SmackDown and whatever the case may be to NXT. It's definitely, I second your opinion on that, Knox. You want to watch your wrestling, you want to watch your, you know, what we love, what we're accustomed to, watch NXT. And speaking of NXT, hey, Knox, you know that Eric Rowan guy? Don't you think he looks like one of the guys from the Highlanders?
he actually does. But I'm a huge fan of the program. You know, I'm not too.
I see all this love for NXT,
uh-huh.
And I just feel like when the guys come up to the main roster, that's what I want to see them, in my opinion. Because like how when the Shield came and I didn't know none of these guys, I like to be surprised by that. I don't like to know, oh, that's Dean Ambrose, that's Seth Rollins, that's Roman Reigns.
In a way, Spot, that's like saying people who don't have cable television anymore, because you knew that whether you watched NXT or not, that who these guys were. 90% of the people aren't like you, Spot Face. Everybody who has a freaking mobile phone has a smartphone. Sorry, you still have a dumb phone. Well, then if you have a smartphone, you get all this. Well, again, you're not plugged in, okay? You've made that statement. But the rest of the world is. So no one didn't know, oh, my God, who is that guy walking down the ring? Everybody knew that was Dean Ambrose. Everybody knew that was Seth Rollins. Everybody knew that.
Okay, so then this is my thing. This is my other gripe. If I become a fan of NXT, I don't want to see Big E being downgraded in the role he got on Raw.
I'm
asking how. He still has the same name. He's still a major. He's a new guy. He's someone that.
On NXT, he was the biggest face.
I understand that. You're right. He's right. And it's still. Right. He is. But they changed that toward at the end a little bit. And I know that was after he made his debut.
They did that after.
After he made his debut, right.
Yeah, it's not a thing that's going to make or break it for me, but it is kind of like, okay, what's the point of this show if you're just going to make them start from scratch anyway?
Well, I get that, but I'm not – see, here's the thing. I'm not comparing them to Raw. I'm looking at them as their own entire entity. As an entity by themselves, I think that's the hottest wrestling show to watch on TV. It's fresh, it's different, and you still have that WWE marketing behind it, which gives it brilliance. You know, that's just me where I stand with NXT. I don't care. I mean, you should. I understand exactly what you're saying. You're right. Big E should have been the face, but we know damn well he wasn't going to be no face in the universe they call WWE Universe. Coming on TV.
See, this is why I'm confused. So you're trying to say NXT is not in the universe, but it's under the universe.
I've said multiple times it's its own entity. How many times did you get out here that? I know every week I actually have crew tips. I brought some just yesterday because I had to clean my kids' ears. And since I'm your, what's my name? Since I'm your daddy, I got some Q-tips for you.
I said multiple times
it's its own entire – there is no comparison between the two. If you watch NXT and you watch a Raw or a SmackDown, you could completely tell you're watching a different program.
Okay.
To everybody who watches Impact Wrestling and all that other crap that comes on, I challenge you to sit down and for a couple of weeks watch NXT. I think you'll be changed on what you're watching on television. And the crazy part about it is that they're like 3 to 4 weeks behind current television product. You'll watch NXT and you'll be like, what? You know, like, why are they so far behind what's on TV? Because they're taped and, you know, it's damn near in the impact zone, damn near. Isn't it, Cammy? That's what it looks like.
Yeah, Full Sail University in Orlando. I've visited there before. It's a nice, nice campus. I haven't seen that facility, but the Full Sail campus itself is very beautiful.
Well, people, it's time for Fantasy Warfare. That's right. We're back. Week number 2. I lost last week. It's okay. It's okay because if you're not first, you're last. And since I know that I'm sexy and I'm cute, this week I shall win. Why? Because we have the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreaker, ladder matches, galore, super kicking it through the barbershop, Shawn Michaels, taking on. Say it. Is it so? Sorry, I was doing my rock impersonation. I had to smell what I had just cooked. Anyway, it's Hollywood Rock taking on Shawn Michaels. Spotface, what are we basing these matches on? And in this week, it is a ladder match. People, keep that in mind. Hollywood Rock is in a ladder match against the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels. Spotface, what is the criteria, my brother?
I'm having technical difficulties right now.
As always. See, this is why
I'm glad I dropped the phone would have hung up. That's why I didn't hear anything. I'm having extreme technical difficulties.
I told you, get up off that T-Mobile. How many times did I tell you that? Huh? Why? Why did I say that all the time? T-Mobile. Listen, people, these matches are based on mic skills, in-ring ability, the crowd appeal, whether they're heel or face. And, yes, I can't believe this, and I've spoken to a lot of people in the business and around the business, that you guys would actually pick a Rock Bottom over a Sweet Chin Music. The way that people sell that move, everybody sells a Sweet Chin Music, but nope, I'm sorry, using KME words, I digress. I don't want to fill your head with what I want you to do when you vote for me. but by finishing moves also. Spot Face, I lost last week. You are in the ring first, my brother. Defend Hollywood Rock.
The Rock was so accomplished once he became Hollywood Rock. Multiple-time WWE champion. Multi-time Intercontinental champion. He was already labeled one of the greatest to ever do this thing called professional wrestling. By the time he was circuit Hollywood Rock with the guitar and putting over the Hurricane, that's another thing. The Rock took time out to put the young guys over. He finally defeated Stone Cold at a WrestleMania. So Hollywood Rock was damn near, dare I say, perfect, if you will, in terms of wrestling pedigree. So that's enough to fix in itself, in my opinion. Knox,
well,
defend your baby boy.
Well, listen, from 92 to 95, damn, just that one phase of Shawn Michaels lasted longer than Brock Lesnar's whole career, but we're talking about the Heartbreak Kid. The name that came from Mr. Perfect himself, Curt Hennig, a suggestion, if you will, so to speak. The cocky gimmick that is a sexy boy, managed by Macy, rest in peace, Sensational Sherry, who, by the way, back then, remember, they sung their own theme songs. The Rock ain't do that. Huh. How about that? Now,
he had a gold pay-per-view.
Listen, so did we. We had Shawn Michaels, had several of them. Don't get in my conversation right now, okay? Stay away from me, Hollywood. My guy didn't leave to take money, which I'd have took, by the way, side note. But Shawn Michaels, ladder matches, intercontinental matches with Bret the Hitman Hart, Ultimate Warrior, Mr. Perfect. I can go on and on. Diesel, World Championships. Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania 10. To this day, people put it in their top matches of all time. Let's not talk about the 92 Survivor Series, where he teamed with Ric Flair and the bad guy, Razor Ramon. Hollywood ain't got no time for this guy. Hollywood, this man would dance, let alone wrestle, dance circles around your so-called Hollywood.
See, Hollywood, in my defense, don't like to wrestle in this match. Okay, it's a known fact. Hollywood's bigger than HBK. More athletic, dare I say, ability-wise.
What?
More athletic.
What?
He's stronger.
What?
He's bigger, faster.
What?
He's bigger,
what?
Faster,
what?
And stronger. Yes,
what?
Hollywood Rock,
what?
Is bigger, faster,
what?
And stronger than,
what?
Skinny HBK. He was strong in it.
What? I'm sorry.
That Heartbreak Kid wasn't doing moonsaults. I'm sorry.
I think you were too young and you still had your hands in your pants too much playing with your little bitty spot instead of listening to what was really going on. And that's the big spots that, yes, Shawn Michaels was doing when he was doing moonsaults on TV. I'm sorry. Was your black and white and your antenna with the foil not coming in clearly? Where have you been, brother? This was 1993, 1994, 1995. He was doing moonsaults. I'm sorry. We're not supposed to get advice from the audience, but I'm going to just get in here for just 1 second. KME, was he still doing moonsaults at that point, please? Just say yes or no.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, Mr. Hollywood, let's get in the ring and do a rock concert. That Hollywood Rock in a ladder match? Like you said, he wouldn't even participate in because he didn't want to get his hands dirty, his vest dirty. Shawn Michaels showed him the merchandise. He posed new with the belt. No broke back, okay? I'm just throwing out a point that I got an inbox from Izzy on the Twitter page. Now,
realistically, Hollywood Rock would win that. He would beat the hell out of the
Realistically? Realistically? What is,
he would,
what is this? Realistically?
That ladder till he was black and blue.
In
and
what
he
world?
Would that ladder, run
in what world?
By damn wrong and win that match.
You know what happened when by damn wrong he climbed? He would get super kicked off the cage. Shawn Michaels would grab the belt and
the
crowd will go wild. Chad Rivera, starting with you, not Chad, I'm sorry. Hugo! Hollywood Rock versus Shawn Heartbreak Kid Michaels. Who wins this match?
Shawn Michaels, straight up. Hollywood era was just temporary, was passing. This HBK is what put him on the map, especially with his ladder matches. He had matches with Bret Hart in 92. Had matches with Razor Ramon, even that SummerSlam match after that, the two best ladder matches I've probably ever seen.
I was
in my
trying
life.
Not to bring them all out to embarrass them too bad, but continue.
hey, you gotta be real, you know. That's the way that it is. Even then, look at all the ladder matches Shawn Michaels been even to the latter part of his career. When has The Rock? The Rock's probably been in one ladder match, and that was against Triple H for the Intercontinental title. Tell me another time
that's
The Rock.
And that wasn't even Hollywood Rock that did that.
Exactly.
And don't interrupt him, Spot. He's telling you who's going to win. Continue, Hugo.
So on that spot, I'm sorry, Spot, I got you last week, but this week I got to go with my man, Mag Knox. Shawn Michaels from WrestleMania 10 will out-wrestle and out-beat and whatever to The Rock. The Rock is done against his HBK.
KME, Hollywood, not the people said who smashed my boy last week. We're talking Hollywood Rock.
See, I don't like what you did here, Mike. I'm going to go ahead
What did I do?
Because you had a ladder match so you can
get a shot. Hold on, KME. No, Spot, stop cheating, okay? We had the rules. We put rules in play. Matches would be picked. He picked the Lance Man standing match, which means Shawn Michaels, and I think, because The Rock would, it is more at that point, you know, the great one, stronger, bigger, over, you know, the God-fearing Shawn Michaels, he probably would lose in a Last Man Standing match, because eventually Shawn would get put down and get rose to heaven. But it was my turn to pick a match. I lost last week. I got one of my big guns went out. It wasn't my fault. That's the rules. I called the ladder match. It was in the arsenal, and the rule of pick a match. It wasn't my fault. The rule landed on my match. But continue, KME.
No, that's the end of it. If it was a straight up wrestling match, I'd go with Hollywood Rock. But you manipulated the rules to be in your favor. So I gotta go with Shawn Michaels because he did anything he could to one up it.
Listen, a true pimp. Listen, people, let me just tell you something. I'm going to admit that when the pot is boiling, sometimes you got to throw some meat in it, okay? So the pot was boiling, I threw the meat up in there. Josh Kumar from Powerbomb Pro Wrestling News said Shawn Michaels, probably by cheating. Mr. Chatroom says Shawn Michaels in a ladder match. But, hey, don't get mad at me because unanimous decision had it for... Shawn Michaels. But hey, I won this week, so I get to pick for next week. Week 3 in the fantasy warfare. There's 2 Shawn Michaelses left. There's 2 Rocks left. There's endless amount of matches that we picked. I will defer and let you pick. Do you want the match or do you want the version of your Rock?
I want the match.
Call the match.
You call out. You got. I don't have to call the match. I know to participate.
I won. So I know. I defer for you to pick your Rock.
No.
No. Yes. I won. Last week you won, and you told me pick my Rock. You told me pick my guy first. I'm doing the same thing with you now. That's all. You know, I get hot, I speak out of turn sometimes. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Nobody cheating here. Let's keep the rules going.
Give me what I got left. I got Nation Rock.
You got Nation Rock. You got Booster Ass.
Give me Booster Ass. I'm going to go with Booster Ass Fast and the Furious 6 Mafia. Himself, Dwayne Johnson.
I have only
Booster
one. I only have one Rock to go with that. I mean, one Shawn Michaels to go with that, to be honest. And I have to go with. Whew, this is hard. Okay, all right, I got this. Jose, the boyhood dream, Shawn Michaels. Boyhood dream. Shawn Michaels.
Dream versus the Boots Asses.
And to
okay.
be fair, we're gonna bend the rules a little bit so everybody wanna get mad at me because I outmaneuvered you in picking the match. You're damn right. I picked the ladder match so I can win. I have to tie it up. Don't get mad at me. Okay. Listen, I'm not even asking KME because he seems to like you sometimes too much. King Vaughn in the chat room. Pick the match between Boots to Asses Rock and Boyhood Dream Shawn Michaels. Type it in the bar, please, and let us know what kind of match we got next week. 347-637-3859. Hands off the merchandise, baby, because my wife is coming home. We're going to take a break, guys, and we'll be right back with the BDSI Network's Perfect Plex Talk Radio. Don't get mad at me because I won.
This is Harry Smith, and you're listening to the best damn show in radio with Mike Knox.
People, this is in from the board of directors. The match for next week's Fantasy Warfare, Boots to Asses Rock, takes on... Which one did I pick?
The boyhood dream, old man.
The boyhood dream, Shawn Michaels, and the match that he created. Hell in a Cell.
Come on. Okay, that's absolutely ridiculous right there, man.
Hey, hold on, first of all, Kami, you're not in this. So you can't tell me what's
ridiculous.
It's
not really ridiculous because he got the wrong Shawn Michaels. Boyhood Dream Sean was not Hell in a Cell Sean.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up
match,
those points.
A match is a match. And no matter what match you pick, I still think, and if you look past the character and look into what's supposed to matter in these things, you guys are picking characters and not the criteria of why they're being picked. No era of the Rock. Okay, I get what we're picking on characters, Spyface. Let's not make a fried egg have to
you
be fried hard.
That,
okay, no, what I said was if you get the Q-tips again, which I told you can get, and get your hand off a little spot, you two can listen. Okay, now, what I said was, okay, damn, I hate repeating myself. Okay, you're talking to a former addict here. Okay, what I said was, shit. Now you got me cursing. 347-637-3859. Basically, there's no form of The Rock that can in-ring out-wrestle Shawn Michaels. And I don't give a damn what you say. It's 100% wrong. This isn't my opinion. That's legitimately facts. No one would put The Rock on a technical wrestling list against Shawn Michaels HBK. And that's one of the criteria in this, which you guys are just a little bit forgetting. I know The Rock's The Rock. He's the most electrifying. He's probably the most popular athlete that existed since Hulk Hogan and Stone Cold. Those three neck and neck with those three. This is what it is. Okay, so it outweighs a lot of things, but invincibility, The Rock doesn't out-wrestle Shawn Michaels on any given Sunday, any given Tuesday, let alone any given Monday Night Raw. But let's move on. It's hot in here. How hot is it in California, KME? Because I'm coming out there soon.
It's ridiculous, man. By the time you get here, the city might be burnt to the ground. There's brush fires all over the place.
Don't say that, because I didn't want to come to California and look like I didn't belong in L.A. So I've been Googling how to dress in L.A. And I would look at my closet and I said, I thought these were dark jeans. So I'm asking people, are these dark? They're like, no, these aren't dark. They're stonewashed in front. I thought dark was dark. I didn't know how to be dark all the way around. They said, you know, in L.A. you wear dark jeans. And is that true? They wear a lot of dark color jeans?
I guess so. Like, I mean, a lot of people out here, if you hang out in the Hollywood scene, the fashion sense is a little bit more eclectic out here. And, the circles I hang around, these dudes don't know how to dress. They like, a T-shirt and Dickies is dressing up to them, you know.
Oh, wow. Well, Mike Knox has come a lot flyer than that. So
right.
I got my blazers. My jacket, and I got my extra T-shirts. I won't wear but my one Joe Kim Noah jersey out there because I hear that jerseys are frowned upon. And I tell everybody, wherever I go, I don't give a damn. I don't care what that Illuminati leader Jay-Z said about take your jersey and put a button up or something. I'll wear a jersey every goddamn day of the week if I had a jersey to wear every goddamn day of the week. Actually, I do, but I just don't choose to do it. I don't care. All of a sudden now you can't wear certain clothes because somebody says it's not in style. Where would you want to wear? If you want to wear wrestling belts on your fingers,
it's not that it's not in style. It's just when you pass 24 years old, when you get to 25, you got to step your dress game up. You know what I'm saying? You're married and you got a nice looking woman, so it doesn't matter with you. But you know,
is that what it is? Because I don't be giving a damn because I'm. Is that truly what it is?
To me, this is if you're single and you're going out and like to a club or a nice spot and you rocking a basketball jersey, that shows me you don't want a girl. It shows me you want to go to the club, but you want girls to look at you like you crazy because you over there wearing athletic wear to a club. It's just my opinion.
Well, see, even I wouldn't wear that to a club, though. That's just stupid.
But that's what these cats do, man. Like when Jay-Z said that line, I saw a lot of brothers wearing jerseys and crap and T-shirts to clubs. No, you ain't getting a woman like that.
Yo, I would throw in a V-neck white tee and a dark colored jean with a Jordan on with my freaking fake Movado watch any day of the week. 347-637-3859. This week in the Dirt Seat, people. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me get the soundtrack ready. Let me rewind that. Give me a second. Oh, yeah, that's funny. I'll wear that anytime. Okay, this week in the Dirt Seat.
In a world full of winners and losers, two men have risen above to bring you the Dirt Sheet.
This news does not come from Powerbomb Pro Wrestling News, in which I think they have accurate news. Not saying that some of these sites I come across aren't real, but, you know, tomato, tomato, and whatever. Last week, it was reported that WrestleMania was not doing very well. Well, this week it's reporting that WWE WrestleMania is doing very well. I don't understand it. I don't get it. You decide which one is better. Go ahead.
What happened is they did better financially this year because they raised the price, but not as many people bought it as last year's WrestleMania. So they did do very well this year.
Talking about buying the pay-per-view?
Yeah, not as many people bought it, but they raised the price. So, I mean, Vince McMahon isn't an idiot. He's smart.
Yeah, they definitely rose that damn price on me. My bill came up. What the hell? I spent damn near $85 on WrestleMania, man. Rick Steiner doesn't wrestling on television in your news you got. Hey, they're coming out with another Rivalries DVD, The Brothers of Destruction. Spot face, does that warrant a DVD? I'd have thought the next one could have been – I was looking for maybe Rock Austin or maybe Rock, Triple H, something. But the Burrow Destruction, are you excited to see that DVD?
I get why they're doing it. I just don't think it's the right time. I'd rather that had been during this send-off of one was leaving or they already were retired when they did that.
Uh-huh.
Because right now you got Kane and Taker. They're allies. They're not foes. They're brothers again. They love each other again. Which last time I thought, didn't Kane try to take out Taker? Last time, well, you remember that storyline? Didn't Kane try to kill off his brother?
No,
but then again, like I,
they're brothers.
Right, remember?
That's what they do, though. That's what brothers do. They try to kill each other, you know.
I
set each other on fire.
I mean,
no!
I don't think it's DVD worthy. That none of their matches were five-star classics.
I agree. So I agree.
I don't know why they're doing the DVD. I would much rather The Rock and Austin, like you said.
I definitely agree with that. Or even Rock. Well, I guess we've seen enough Austin and McMahon. I know a lot of people say they can't get enough of that, but when that's what they play the majority of the time, I don't need to see a Austin and McMahon. Also, they got the Best of the War Games DVD is coming out. KME, are you interested in picking that one up?
Yeah, I'm interested in picking that one up. I liked War Games during the time period for War Games. The question always brought up to me, should they bring that back? I don't think it'll work in today's day, but back then it was awesome, you know?
They would have brought it back for the Attitude Era.
The thing about it is when you bring in two rings, you're screwing yourself out of, like, thousands and thousands of dollars on floor seats, so, you know.
Okay, there you go. Look at that. See, the genius. Also, WWE is interviewing strongman competitors to go against Mark Henry. To believe it or not to believe it, Hugo?
It's odd. I mean, you know, yeah, the WWE builds Mark Henry as a strong, you know, the world's strongest man. But let's be real, he's not the world's strongest man.
What you mean?
And,
yes, he is.
Yes, he is. 96. And Kurt Angle's appearing right now.
Do they ever stop calling Muhammad Ali champion? Do they stop calling Mike Tyson champion? Do they ever stop calling President Bush? Once you're the president, you're always the president. Once you're the strongest, you're always the
strongest. Was Mark Henry ever an Olympic gold medalist to actually say that he was the world's strongest man?
He won a bronze medal.
That Arnold Fit Club thing, which
Thank
is
you.
Actually a little bit more legitimate when it comes to weightlifting than the
But he won the bronze medal in the Olympics.
Yeah, he won the Olympics. He actually didn't even compete.
I thought he won the bronze in the Olympics.
He didn't even compete because of an injury. But that Arnold competition is a little bit more legitimate when it comes to weightlifting than the Olympics, and he won that. And he is he was legitimately the world's strongest man, so he can more than take claim to that.
Right. He can that
in 2002, but that was a different era.
Are you just mad because Savio Rodriguez isn't the world's strongest man? Is that what it is?
Listen, you just mad that a man is the world's strongest man.
I'm not saying you said that, Hugo, but I'm saying you ain't saying it.
Let me tell you,
stop,
man. I'm trying to talk,
all right? Listen, I am a Mark Henry fan. I really am a Mark Henry fan. I love Mark Henry. I like what he's doing. My only concern is that if they're trying to, you know, contract all these people, whatever the case may be, to go against Mark Henry, how they're going to put him up against him and share that talent of Mark Henry. Because, like, you know, he's getting older. So what I'm saying is I'm just a little bit concerned. That's all I'm saying. That's it. Go ahead.
Well, you keep just doing the fake competitions with them. And
right.
You're really fine, you know.
It's kayfabe. Don't get in trouble. I got all kinds of things being fake.
Yeah, sorry. The kayfabe stuff.
Also, John Cena, is he really legitimately hurt? That is the question everybody's going to ask. I say if the man is hurt, right, how the hell did he run down to the ring like what he did last week if he had an Achilles problem? I'm just saying. He don't have to Tamia at his bedside the way Grant Hill had doing his Achilles. So it ain't healing because he don't have to Tamia spitting her saliva on his ankle, you know, kind of getting the Tim Tebow, you know, a little bit of sweat fall off your body. You could be better. If Tamia could saliva can touch you, you automatically cleaner. I'm just saying. I heard that. I'm not one to gossip. I heard that if Tamia spits on you, you're cleaner. That's all I'm saying. 347-637-3859. That's the news in the world of wrestling. March today, the news that goes around. Also, but people, do me a favor. Follow me on Twitter at Mike Knox. I am not a speak loud. Three X's because I'm hardcore on Instagram the same exact way. William is Spitz. We are also now. People say, well, how do I listen to your show? I can't ever catch your show. Well, you can go to Stitcher. All you Android users like Spotface, who has T-Mobile, he can use Stitcher. Or you can go to iTunes if you have a real phone, like an iPhone, you know, something like that. Or you can just go to the website and play the show. Damn it, you can play it on there, too, if you got a smartphone, not a dumb phone. So what we got left here, Spotface? We did pretty good.
Hello, what you mean, son?
I kind of did when I was with in my NXT. I mixed that together.
Exactly.
I mixed that one. Don't you mean exactly? See, there you go. So tonight, okay, tonight, Raw. Honestly, I got the Bulls and the Heat on. Then I got I'm going to say because I'm not afraid because KME ruined my life 3 months ago when he mentioned it. The last episode of 90210. I'm going to watch it. Okay, I'm not afraid to say it. That's all right. So wrestling will get recorded. I can report on it tomorrow. So please do not inbox me or tweet me saying, what do I think? And again, for all the idiots, you know what? My Russian sickle goes out to all the idiots that still tweet me and inbox me saying, oh, my God, I can't believe Mike Knox follows me. And I'm like, don't respond. And why don't I respond? Because you're the one that I know that thinks I'm a big, tall, white guy with a beard. When my picture is clearly on my Twitter. How can I be the wrestler Mike Knox when mine is spelled with three X's? And yes, people, if you Google Mike Knox with three X's, I have over 15 pages. And none of those pages brings up the other guy. Why? Because his is spelled with one X. Damn. Anyway.
And a U now.
And he works for TNA.
And a U now. Thank you, KB. I didn't know that. Okay. So there you have it. That's my wrestling signal for the week. But Raw tonight, again, I'm not watching it. However, I am looking forward to seeing it, not to dance off, by the way. Don't want to see that at all. I sure don't. But, Cammy, I'm going to start with you. I think you don't give a damn either. Raw tonight.
I am looking forward to Jericho and the second biggest baby face in the company. I like Jericho. I'm not really interested in the dance off, but Jericho always entertains me. Jericho, I trust him enough to know that he's not gonna sign off on bullcrap. So if he's doing something, then I'm just gonna assume that he's gonna make it entertaining. And I'll leave it at that. I'm not interested in the dance off, though, if you're asking me that.
Well, since you brought that up, and I completely forgot. Where do we rank Chris Jericho in the wrestling history of his career? Basing it on how great was his mic skills. Sorry, I have 1,001 moves, armbar, leg whip, dropkick. I'm sorry, nothing gets better than that. Historical matches. Has Jericho matches really been so great? Title runs been great. His in-ring ability, does it really speak for itself? And the crowd, I think, has loved him, whether he's been a heel or a face. Spot face, Chris Jericho, not maybe putting a number next to his side, but is he an all-time great?
Yes, he is. And I don't mind putting a number next to Y2J. I definitely got Y2J in the top 10 of all time. I'm sorry.
Okay, there's nothing to apologize. This is can't nobody tell you you're wrong for your list. Because guess what? It's your list. So it's like, you know I'm going with this, right? If you want to put peanut butter on your balls and have your dog licking, it's okay because it's your dog. It's your dog.
It's
okay.
Not my dog.
it's your dog. Look, why do you put him in your top 10? Not my top 10, but your spot, your top 10.
Why do I put Y2J in my top 10? Well, let's see. One, because I witnessed his entire career. You know, pretty much from the ECW, you know, WCW, WWE, WWF days on to the legend that he is. Longest reign. I mean, multi-time Intercontinental Champion, he has that record. He helped make WCW bearable to watch when they was actually giving him some TV time back when he was Lionheart and
doing his whole heel thing with Dean Malenko.
That's not fair to WCW at that time. WCW, in my opinion, anyway, still had a lot to offer, but go ahead.
And then when he came, Y2J, I mean, I know we all remember that countdown clock, and we all couldn't wait to see what the hell was this countdown going into. And when it became Y2J for what it was, we all loved it, even though he was a bad guy. He got over. In-ring was top-notch, if not number, you know, one of the top five in that attitude ever in terms of in-ring ability. Great mic skills. And then we fast forward to what he did with Jerry Show and that whole feud with Shawn Michaels with the world title later on in with the world heavyweight title was brilliant. Even the feud with Rey Mysterio when, and I keep bringing this up, when he had the mat, when he was one of the little kids in the crowd with the mask on. And he came out and jumped on Rey because they had that feud. And fast forward to his WrestleMania matches. Not this year, in my opinion, but last year with CM Punk. Excellent match. So, Y2J, that's why he's in my top 10 all the time.
Uh-oh. Give me a hug, because I'm a Phil Brooks fan. I would think his match this year, everybody wanted to just ish all over Fandango, I thought was better than last year's WrestleMania match with CM Punk.
Oh, wow. Oh, hell no.
I did. And then maybe because I'm looking at one from eyes of watching it on TV, so I picked it apart as more than watching one in public. When, you know, the crowd, of course, was into that match, obviously, you know, evidently. But Jericho, I agree with everything you said. And one of the things you didn't say that he mentioned in his DVD, which I love, and I mention all the time when people say how people are leaving the business. Jericho left that last time we thought he was gone, and the way he whined out, that's how guys like Jericho want to go. When I say guys like Jericho, I mean business guys, company guys. Jericho's that guy like Shawn Michaels, I think, like Edge. They're never going to jump ship to TNA. Because they're that kind of guy. They love the spotlight. They've done a lot for the business. Everybody knows. And I got to agree with King Vaughn there. I don't know. Maybe I put him in my top 15. Definitely in my top 25, I put Jericho. And that's because I don't know who I would have in front of him yet behind him either, off the top of my head. But I think Jericho, like you said, for himself, his in-ring ability speaks for itself. He's phenomenal in the ring. He's a great worker. If you look at his placement, is always really good in the ring. And I think that says a lot for safety with other wrestlers as well. But he's that guy guys want to work with because they feel safe with him in the ring. And I think that goes for – and then, like you said, the crowd loving him as a heel, yes. And as a face, they love him as well. How he came back in tag teams, with, like you said, with Jericho Show and everything he's done for younger people, bringing up the Miz. And just I just think Jericho is a class act, unlike John Cena. Apparently, I always say that apparently part because I met John Cena, and meeting John Cena is nothing like the John Cena that we see or hear about lately from other wrestlers. But that was also before he became Super Cena. But Jericho is just the same guy all the time, and I think that speaks a lot for someone who, like us, just love wrestling, and he stays in the business. KME?
Yeah, he's awesome, man. He's definitely in my top 10. I love what he brings to the product. Even though I wasn't a fan of the stuff he was doing with CM Punk last year, I thought they still had a good match. But I just love what he brings. He's pitch perfect is the best way I could describe him. He goes in there. He knows how to when the fans like turn on him or whatever. He knows how to kind of play against that. He knows how to counteract Cena's stupidity, which is something that very few people can do. Like, he's not going to be in the ring with Cena, and Cena's not going to cut a bunch of softball jokes, and Jericho's not going to look like a fool because he knows how to handle himself. He's very professional. His ring work is second to none. I can't really think of a better wrestler in that company right this moment than Jericho. There probably is one, but he's just the best to me, man. He stays over, he keeps himself fresh. He's one of those dudes that can go and come as he pleases, and nobody should ever say anything about it. I mean, they only give The Rock crap about that for some reason, but
right.
Jericho shouldn't get crap about that. Jericho's earned his stripes, and if he wants to come and go as he pleases, that's what he can do. I love him. Good wrestler.
WWE has confirmed that WWE 2K14 will be released on October 29th of this year. They're less than 6 months away, and the company just got the game.
and they are already ready to come out already. Hugo, where are you with Chris Jericho?
Chris Jericho, one of the all-time greats. I also put him in my top 10, definitely. You know, I enjoyed his stuff, even in WCW when they had the whole thing with Ralph and stuff like that. He had a crack on me on that, you know, to his debut in the WWE. You know, in the beginning, it was a little bit of a rocky start because we thought he was going to come in and start feuding with The Rock, but then again, he finally catapulted. He helped guys like Kurt Angle, for example, who we know he's one of the all-time greats as well. His matches with John Cena also to try to put him over and stuff like that. And even all his current stuff, he could come in, like Kim, he said he'd come in and do it as he pleases. Definitely a company guy, definitely a role model. And Chris Jericho gets my two thumbs up.
Well, there you guys have it. Chris Jericho may not be in the top of everybody's list
for number one, number two, but this guy's a legend. He's definitely, if there was a ballot, a first ballot Hall of Famer for sure. Or as he would say, Denzel Washington would say, the coach of remember the Titans, you're a Hall of Famer in my book, Chris Jericho. Just keep doing what you're doing. You're the king of the world. Keep it up. Raw tonight, guys. Just to get out of here real fast, Spot Face. What are you expecting to see besides the Shield? Aha, I tricked you.
I'm expecting to see some more of a boring John Cena and some more don't need to talk Ryback. Actually, you know what? I'm looking forward to some Triple H and Rock, the pay per views on Sunday. I totally forgot about it. So, you know, I'm looking to see the Go Home show actually go home, but not in a good way. I still don't have no hope in it.
So should dare we say there will not be a post-Extreme Rules match unless something dramatically happens?
Unless MVP and Shelton Benjamin come back as the new nation and they jump everybody over the program for the entire 3 hours, I don't think we'll have an Extreme Rules post-show.
Listen, people.
Gossip, just stop it. Everybody know. I'ma need to see your pants.
I don't know where that came from. That was the wrong clip. Anyway, but I am all those things, too. Hugo, besides Albert, what do you expect to see from all tonight? Are you interested in the Caitlyn deal? Who is Caitlyn's secret admirer?
Who cares? Who really cares? No, but what I want to see on Raw tonight, I want to see how they're going to go ahead and handle the whole thing, Triple H and Brock Lesnar face-to-face thing. I want to see if they're going to go ahead and, you know, put, Triple H as Super Triple H or whatever after what happened at, last week with Lesnar. I also wanted to see what's going to happen with Dolph Ziggler because we know, you know, reports are out there that he suffered a very high concussion. And I wonder if they're going to go ahead and ax him from the pay-per-view. And if they do, how they're going to go ahead and handle that, him being the world champion. I mean, I hope it's nothing too serious and he gets to compete on Sunday. But just like you, Knox, I'm actually looking forward to the triple threat match because I'm also a Ziggler guy. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, there you guys have it. We're going to get up out of here. We'll see you next week on Monday. We got a big show for y'all next week. Slaughter Mania is coming to the program. If you don't know what that is, this man is the biggest Hulk Hogan fan I've ever seen in my own 2 eyes. Just I said it. Damn it. If Hulk Hogan, what's this? I don't know. I'll keep that for next week. We out of here, y'all. Peace.
Yo, it's a Saturday, I'm home, 6:30 chilling, surfing the internet to see what I'm feeling, laying on Blog Talk, see what they feeling, came across the barbershop, stepped into the building, real life sports talk, real entertainment, Mike Knox really keep his ear into the pavement, finger on the pulse of the industry, save it, you don't like the way brag, you ain't gotta say shh. Listen anyway, every Thursday, him and Corey G, tell him what you tripping on any day. Barbershop mixed with talk show, there we go. Give you the best damn show on the radio. $1 million audience meets with your favorite host. $1 million connections, feel the force. Most electric, most eclectic. Listen to the shows where the pros expected. 2 shows a week with an A-class guest list. The best damn show on the radio. Check this.
The best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio.
radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show in radio.